Welcome to today's Wrenchgap Village. Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella Community Services Director Jeanette Vaughn and Executive Director of Marion County Habitat for Humanity Lisa Krabs join us on today's program to talk about this weekend's grand opening of the Brook Circle Park. Certainly an important project for Habitat and the city of Pella is the Brook Circle Park. Now, how did this project come to be? You're about to dedicate that it's open. How did this project come to be when you were first developing this idea?
So we had initially wanted to do something a little bit broader scale. We're known for housing, which is great, but we're trying to evolve into a better community partner and more well-rounded in addition to housing. And so we were just kind of playing with different ideas, and the opportunity to apply for the Wellmark grant came up. And so we were encouraged by the state habitat organization to apply for it. And this park seemed like a perfect fit because it encourages physical activity. So after talking to the board of directors about it and our project manager, who was a big proponent of it, we decided to go for it. And we applied, and we approached the city of Pella, especially Jeanette, about what we could do in partnership, because it was the city's park, but we have a vested interest in it because we've built so many homes in that area.
Well, and Jeanette, from the city's perspective, as Lisa said, a park that was probably in poor condition, why was this project in partnership so attractive to the city, especially when it came to sharing labor and costs?
I think anytime you have an organization or even a core group of residents that approach you with making improvements in the city, that's a very positive thing for us, and it's something that we really appreciate. So in this case, we were able to budget some funds for improvements to the park, and then along with the grant that we received that Lisa went out and helped get for us, it just made a significant difference in the scale of the project that we could complete.
And Lisa, you mentioned it. There's a lot of residents that went through Habitat to move to Brook Circle that have a lot of young kids that may be utilizing the playground. Why is that so key to what you do? Not only is this a city project that may benefit more in the community, but it benefits those, an extra benefit perhaps for those that go through your program.
Well, we want to focus on quality of life issues for our families. So when we look at affordable housing, it's to not only help a family break the cycle of poverty, but also just to improve their lives, you know, a solid foundation to enhance their lives. But yeah, we found, so there's been studies done that low to moderate income children often have less opportunities toward physical activity, and as a result have higher obesity rates and poorer health overall than maybe someone in a higher socioeconomic status. So we just wanted to improve the quality of life for our families that live around this Brook Circle.
Overall, from a parks department perspective, how important are our parks and our community services as a whole to our residents? And why is it key to reach all residents, not just those maybe in specific neighborhoods?
I think the one thing that we really enjoy in Pella that a lot of other communities don't have is the number of parks that we have. We have 14 parks in Pella plus 2 sports complexes, which means a lot of our residents don't have to go very far to find an open green space to play, to find playground equipment, places where they can play with their children or take their dog for a walk and that type of thing. So what interested us about making improvements to Brook Circle Park is they are isolated a little bit. Their nearest park is across a busy road. So this was a good opportunity for us to make an improvement that would really affect a core neighborhood and make it easier for them to get to a park.
When we mentioned the benefit overall, the community gave back to this project as well. With all Habitat programs, Lisa, volunteers are core to everything that you do. And I'm sure from the city's perspective, too, it was important to see that. Who kind of helped with this, Lisa and Jeanette, if you have anything to add, with this park? And why was it so key to have the community's hand in this?
Well, the community played roles along the whole way. So first of all, the Boy Scouts on the behalf of Habitat in the city went out and surveyed all the residents in that neighborhood to see what they wanted in that park. And so the first step was getting community input. And from there we went to the residents and some other businesses and Central College students, and they helped us on a community day in October where we were able to build the play structure, which was kind of the biggest component of the playground.
I think in this case it's nice to have buy-in of something. I mean, when we put something new in or we have a new park, it's great when folks take ownership of it because then they can watch out for it, maybe help take better care of it. And so we enjoy seeing it from that perspective. And I gotta say, it was just a really fun day. I mean, just the Central College students, there were residents there, Habitat for Humanity, I had some of my staff there, and we just had a really good time.
There will be a special presentation to dedicate the park to the neighborhood and to basically open it up to all the kids who get to end up using it. How special will that be for the both of you when it comes to opening the park, and how will the celebration, I guess, ring in the park? What are some of the things you guys will be doing out?
So on July 16th, we're going to have a small barbecue starting out in the morning, and then at 11:30 we're going to have a presentation. And that'll just be an opportunity, one, to thank those who participated, you know, the city and the Boy Scouts especially. They were a huge help. And Walmart, of course, because they were a big funder along with the city. So it'll be an opportunity to thank those who help us out. It's also just a celebration, you know, like Jeanette had said, it was a park that maybe needed a little bit more attention. And so we were really excited. We know the children are really excited to go play on it. And so that's just another thing to look forward to.
And I think it was really encouraging too. As Lisa mentioned, we did a survey of the residents in the neighborhood prior to the start of the project, and then they followed up with another survey at the end, and I think those results were really encouraging, and we think the residents really appreciate what we did down there, which just makes us happy, and we're delighted that they have a nice park to play in now.
Once again, that was Jeanette Vaughn with the City of Pella and Lisa Krabs with Habitat for Humanity of Marion County. That concludes today's Wrenchgat Village Let's Talk Pella, Pella's best value in retirement living.